USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivers remarks at the UN Nations event on religious freedom. Publisher of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, says the president made history.
President Trump was the first president in American history to go to the United Nations and declare religious freedom a number one issue for himself and for the UN. It was a fascinating meeting. We heard from a number of people, one whose father was in prison in China, another who just got out of prison in China for being a Christian and has come to the United States.
President Trump is set to meet with world leaders for the next 3 days in New York City. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is discussing the United States' stance on abortion at the UN Nations General Assembly meetings as well. Speaking in New York, Azar was joined by a coalition of nations to urge the UN to abandon language they feel promotes abortion. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Dozens of arrests were made as climate change demonstrators clog the nation's capital as the work week begins. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Organizers billed it as Shut Down D.C., urging protesters to flood the streets to bring the city to a standstill. They succeeded at stopping vehicle traffic and, in many cases, pedestrians as well. What do they want?
A declaration of climate emergency. We want to honor the treaties of indigenous peoples. We want the decade of a Green New Deal.
Not far from the White House, protesters used a boat to block an intersection.
Americans are expected to open their wallets a little wider this holiday season. A new survey by the Harris Poll and OpenX shows shoppers are expected to spend 5% more than last year. 50% of those polled say they have already started looking for gifts for family and friends. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Philip Holloway graduated from a Georgia police academy in 1989. Holloway says if he had to do it all over again, he would not join the academy based on the negative sentiment that many people take towards police officers. He also tells Fox News many times people do not want to be arrested, which can lead to them becoming violent.
When somebody doesn't want to be arrested, it's going to oftentimes lead to something that looks very violent. Mm-hmm. And this is something that law enforcement officers have always known. But only since the advent of the cell phone camera, which the general public has, as you mentioned, a high-definition camera just at the ready, because of that, now the public is able to see for the first time what it actually looks like to actually police. And you get this knee-jerk reaction. And the law actually prohibits judging police use of force incidents from the 2020 lens of hindsight. It says you just can't do that. You need to put yourself in the officer's shoes at the scene.
There's some new forever stamps at the post office. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
The U.S. Postal Service has released two new postage stamps. They depict a dinosaur whose fossil was discovered on federal land in Montana. The Tyrannosaurus Rex, which is known as the Nation of T-Rex, is now part of a four-stamp design on a pane of 16 brand-new forever stamps. They show the dinosaur in growth stages from infancy to adulthood.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.